Today's date is February 14th, 2013. Time is approximately 08:09 hours. This will be an interview regarding case 12-031 with Orange County Fire Authority paramedic Ken Gabrielson.
Correct.
Let me put down the date here. And we already established your name. And what's your official title?
Captain Paramedic.
Okay. That's coincidental because the last time I interviewed a paramedic, he was also a captain.
Yeah.
He was with Anaheim. And you currently work out of Station 27?
Yes, in Irvine.
But that the night of this incident, you were working out of?
Santa Ana 75.
75, okay. I'll put 27 and then 75. And can you remind me again, what's the address here at this one?
That's a good question.
You know what? If you don't have it handy, I can.
I do. It's right here on the frame.
And then I think the number was 653-2727.
Yes. And the address is 12400 Portola Springs, Irvine, California, 92618. Fire Station 27.
Okay, 92618. Irvine. Okay, thank you. And do you remember what shift that was that you were working? You were working overtime on that shift, right?
Yes, I was, and I don't know. It was either A or B, because I can't work on C. But
oh, you work C, okay.
Yeah. I don't know the... I could find out for sure.
You know what? You don't have to worry about it. That's not that big a deal. So you work C, so it was either A or B. That's not all that important. How many years have you been a firefighter?
33.
Okay. And as a paramedic?
Since 1985. So, what is that?
See, 2005 would be 20.
Yeah.
And we're 2000, so 27-ish, 28-ish, yeah. Something like that. And then the incident number on this, is that the
99834.
Okay. And pre-hospital care report and interview, yes. Now, do you remember who else responded with you?
If you, it was my partner was Mike Long.
Okay.
He's a firefighter paramedic. And then the engineer was Steve Welch. And the fireman, I can look through this thing here, but
okay.
He's a Santa Ana guy, and since they came over, I don't know him.
Don't know all of
this. Jimenez or Rodrigo Jimenez?
Rodrigo Jimenez. And he was a firefighter.
Firefighter,
right?
Yes. Okay. And then there was a battalion chief there, and I think it was Henry. Now let's see. Yes, James Henry was a battalion chief. Battalion 9. James Henry.
And Battalion 9 Chief?
Yes.
Okay. Cool, thank you. On this, does it show your dispatch time?
Yes, it was 2354 hours.
Okay. And the location you were dispatched to?
We were dispatched to East Washington, north of French.
Okay.
And we staged at 2358 hours. And then it looks like we actually made patient contact at 0000 hours.
Now, on initial assessment, what did you note?
Well, I got out, I walked up, I found the patient laying on the ground, he was handcuffed, and I asked the officers on scene what had happened. I didn't see any weapons or casings or anything, and they said he's been shot, and I said, okay, do you know the caliber of gun that he was shot with? And someone just spoke up and said a .40 cal.
Okay. Okay. Did you note where the injuries were at that time?
Well, this reminded me. He had a gunshot wound in the right upper chest, and it looked like it exited through the right scapular area, which is the back.
Okay.
And then he had a gunshot wound in the right upper quadrant.
Okay. Now, as far as vitals, do you have that listed there? Do you recall that?
Yeah, at 0008 hours, he had a pulse rate of 110. His respiratory rate was 28, and his blood pressure was 90 by palpation.
Okay. And what kind of treatment did you provide?
First thing, we got him on a... I would assume he was put on a backboard. Yes, it was.
Okay.
And on those type incidents, we try to load and go. So as soon as we got the okay to load him up, we put him into the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And then en route to Western Medical Center in Santa Ana, I started a couple of IVs, and we gave him oxygen by mask.
Was that two IVs then?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was the reason for the backboard, was there any indication that he had fallen or anything like that? Do you remember?
Let me see.
Or would that just be normal protocol?
It's a normal protocol because anytime you get a shot to the upper, a gunshot wound to the chest, you always assume that there's spinal involvement or he could have a spinal injury as a result of a gunshot wound.
Okay.
But I can't read the... Not.
Let me. I think I might know because there was one where one of these I was looking at.
Yeah, I don't know if that says not spinal precautions or.
Are you talking about this part right here where it says patient loaded?
No, it says not.
I think what they're saying, what he's saying, is not tolerating spinal.
Oh, okay. So we couldn't put a C-collar on him.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I read it.
Yeah, but I know we usually put him on a backboard.
Mm-hmm.
And. He wasn't real active. He didn't say anything.
Okay.
Just groaned, but he wasn't going to tolerate a C-collar being on him because he was laying more on his side on the backboard than flat on his back.
Okay. And is that because he wouldn't?
Yeah, he
lay flat.
He just wouldn't tolerate laying flat.
Was he saying anything about it? He couldn't breathe that way, or
no,
he wouldn't do it?
I don't remember him verbalizing anything.
Okay.
To us, and it I don't remember what the response time was to the hospital.
Was he uncooperative with you, or
no.
Was he wrestling you
no,
guys?
No, I think he was just in pain.
Oh, okay.
And, he didn't, he wasn't combative or anything like that. It was just, I think he was just, he had been shot twice, and he was dealing with the pain that caused.
Okay. Did anything look odd around you? Was there a crowd gathered?
We were in a parking lot, and I'm not really familiar with the area, but we were in a parking lot, and I know there was a park over here, and I don't know what this facility was. I know we ran a call earlier in the day there. It's kind of like a nursing home or whatever, and he was in the parking lot, but it wasn't in the parking lot of the nursing home. It was kind of around the... You know, if we drove into the driveway and then bared to the right, and there was a lot of police there. I didn't personally see any bystanders.
Okay.
I know there was a lot of PD there.
Okay.
As soon as I got out, my concentration was on the patient. So, and we were only on scene less than 5 minutes, because we made patient contact at 000 hours, and we went en route to the hospital at 0005, so we weren't there very long. We got a set of vitals, and then loaded them in the rig.
And that's normal protocol on that.
It's you know, really for patient care, he needs a surgeon. We're not going to, you know, we start a couple IVs on him and try to, you know, monitor his vital signs. If anything would have come up we can treat, but, you know, basically he needs to, an OR to treat his injuries.
Okay, so you said you were on scene at 0000, and then you said you departed at 0005?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember who he was transported by?
Care ambulance.
Okay. Does it have any of the crew or the unit number or anything like
that? No, we don't. Okay. We don't have that.
And where did he get transported to?
Western Medical Center, Santa Ana. As a trauma.
Let's see, transported, were you in the back?
Yeah, both myself and Mike Long were in the back, along with an ambulance attendant, and I don't know his name.
Okay. I'm guessing that was an EMT.
Yes.
During transport, that was when you gave him you started the two IVs and O2?
Yes.
Okay. What time did you get to the hospital?
0012.
And do you remember who care was given over to?
They had a trauma team that met us, and we just wheeled him into the trauma room there, and Mike gave the report to the doc, and then we were done. Okay. I don't know who the doctor was that, you know, I'm not familiar. I don't respond into West Med Santa Ana all that often, okay. So I'm not familiar with the staff.
Yeah, we've got all that. So okay. That I've already, one of my partners already talked to the doctor.
Okay.
Anything else significant or
no
eventful about the, that you remember about the call?
No, it as far as from our aspect, I think it went smooth. You know, I was with a crew that we don't normally work with. You know, my philosophy is just, let's just get him off the scene and get going, because,
right,
you know, there's really nothing that we can do. So, but the cops were all appropriate. Nobody was, you know, bad mouthing the guy or any of that stuff. They were all very professional. And, when I asked a question like the caliber of the weapon, that's always something that in my past experiences, the doctors like to know when you bring them in there, so they can, I guess, try to figure out how much damage a bullet of that caliber will do.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was it.
Okay.
You know.
And did he stay handcuffed the whole time? Remember you said he was handcuffed.
Yeah, I don't remember if he was, I know he had handcuffs, but I don't know if the officer, when we got him on the board, handcuffed him to the gurney,
mm-hmm,
or if he left him in place. Because when I first came up, both his hands were handcuffed behind his back.
So I can see that might be a reason why he was staying on his side,
yeah,
too, maybe.
Right.
But okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
To be honest with you. So.
Is there anything I didn't ask that you thought was important? Or?
No. I mean, it was a typical run-of-the-mill shooting that we go on. So.
Okay, then
I didn't even find out, I don't know if this is pertinent or not, I didn't even find out it was an officer involved until after we got to the hospital. And my partner told me, you know, he was in, you know, because usually he'll go to whoever's in charge of the scene from the PD and find out all the details, and then I go to the patient, and then when we get in the back of the ambulance, obviously our priority is treating him and making sure he's okay, and then when we got to the hospital and we were cleaning up, I said, man, that if he was handcuffed, I wonder if the cops shot him. And he goes, oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
So that I didn't even know prior. Because usually when you go on a shooting victim, they're not handcuffed.
Right.
You know,
right.
Even when PD's there, they're just laying there doing their thing.
But right.
I guess he was in custody, and I don't know when the handcuffs were put on or anything. He was cuffed when we got there.
Okay.
So
let me ask you one more thing I forgot was, how often do you recertify as a paramedic?
Every 2 years.
Okay, so when was the last time you certified? Do you remember?
Well, I'm due in June of this year, and they're, so 13, so it would have been June of 11.
Okay.
But we recertify every 2 years. We have to have 48 hours of continuing education during that time, and then we apply through the department. The department has to sponsor your accreditation.
Uh-huh.
So we fill out an application, then it goes up to the state of California, then they send you your certification card or your license.
Okay, so the last time you think it was probably June 2011?
Yeah, just assuming. Let me see if I have my card.
Got a whole slew of them, huh?
Yeah.
All priors?
Yeah. That was 1, 5, 99, 97, 5, 9, 3.
You're getting close.
Yeah. I don't think I carry it.
Yeah, it's not a huge deal.
Oh, here we go. It was 7-1 of 11. And then it expires 6/30 of 13.
Six, 13. Okay, cool.
And you need my number?
The
state, that's my state number. It's PO7233.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, so I'll terminate this at 0825.